The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and let's jump right on in with this one from Woman's Day. The spice is right. Broaden your culinary horizons this Spice Blend Day, September 4th. By incorporating these dynamic ones into your cooking, they'll pack a much bigger punch than plain old salt and pepper. So some of these I've not even heard of, so here we go. I know I'll mess up the pronunciation. Let's take this ride. Garam masala, the ratio of cinnamon, coriander, cumin, black pepper, and cardamom varies from region to region and from cook to cook, but you can count on this staple of Indian cuisine to deliver a dose of aromatic spices and some warmth. Try it by, you can mix olive oil, then mix with olive oil, then toss with veggies, chicken, or seafood before cooking. The next one, za'atar. There isn't a single formula for this Middle Eastern blend, but most mixes can be described as bright, earthy, and herby, and many include thyme and sesame seeds. Try it. Sprinkle over hummus or labneh with olive oil before dipping bread in. Next, berbere, B-E-R-B-E-R-E. The Ethiopian blend can contain more than a dozen spices, but often includes dried red chilies, fenugreek, ginger, and coriander. Try it. Sauté with onions and oil to create a base for a flavorful stew or grain pilaf. Next, five-spice powder. Its name actually refers to five flavors, sweet, sour, bitter, salty, and umami, rather than the number of spices, which can include Chinese cinnamon, star anise, and Sichuan peppercorns. To try it, add to sautéed apples, stir-fried pork, or grilled stone fruit, such as peaches and nectarines. And furry cake, F-U-R-I-K-A-K-E, this mix, popular in Japanese and Hawaiian cooking, includes ingredients such as sesame seeds, nori, and dried fish, think bonito flakes, adding instant umami. To try it, sprinkle on top of sliced avocados, rice, scrambled eggs, roasted nuts, or popcorn. And they have two little asides. First, storage smarts. Keep spices in a cool, dark place and try to use them within 6 months to a year. Sadly, they don't last forever. And did you know spices come from parts of plants like seeds and bark, whereas herbs come from the leaves? Little something to wow people at the next dinner party. From First for Women, found simple ways to reverse the effects of stress. Experts say a strong vagus nerve is crucial for your body to effectively deal with tension and the physical damage it inflicts. Keep reading to learn how to keep it in shape to help you feel your best. Let's see. For so many of us, stress has become a daily companion. In fact, a recent Gallup poll found that 53% of women say they are frequently stressed. And while the body's stress response, was built to help us react and deal with physical threats that come our way, the daily chronic stress we face, everything from financial worries to traffic jams, spilled coffee and more, sabotages our health in a myriad of ways. Indeed, study after study shows that this constant stress state triggers exhaustion, brain fog, digestive problems, and even a decreased ability to handle stress and anxiety, creating a vicious stress cycle run amok. How does it happen? Daily stress weakens the vagus nerve, explains Paul Spector, MD, a preventative medicine expert and vagus nerve researcher. Wandering from the brain to the abdomen, the vagus nerve passes through several organs, including the heart, lungs, and digestive tract. The nerve acts as a master switch for parasympathetic nervous system, that's PNS, a group of nerves that restores the body to a state of calm after a bout of stress or heightened activity. The PNS provides a counterbalance to the sympathetic nervous system, a different group of nerves that prepares the body to respond to a perceived threat or stressor in a variety of ways, including increasing heart rate and blood pressure. But when the sympathetic nerve system is constantly stimulated by stress, it hampers the function of the PNS, according to Dr. Spector. And since 75% of the fibers that make up the PNS are housed in the vagus nerve, its ability to function is greatly decreased. So much so that Dr. Spector estimates that stress causes vagus nerve malfunction for 90% of women. When the vagus nerve is strong and toned, it helps the body swallow and breathe, maintain heart rate and digestion, regulate emotions and pain, and control inflammation, explains neurologist Eileen Ruhoy, MD, PhD, founder and medical director of the Center for Healing Neurology in Seattle. It also optimizes energy and immunity, says Scott Nuerda, DO, a functional medicine specialist at Reserve Medical in Utah. But when the vagus nerve weakens, communication between the brain and body breaks down, says Dr. Nuerda. If you have trouble relaxing or turning off stress, a weak vagus nerve could be to blame. The solution. While negative emotional stress impairs the vagus nerve, there's a good form of stress that can help. It's called hormesis, and it's the body's way of positively adapting to a moderate temporary stressor. Mild calorie restriction and moderate exercise are both forms of hormesis, and now researchers in the journal Current Psychology add cold exposure to the list. What's more, they say cold reduces levels of the stress hormone cortisol and keeps the vagus nerve toned and healthy, so it can ward off future malfunction. So here are some ways cold therapy can tone your vagus nerve so you feel calm and confident. And there are three. First, add ice to your sip. Dehydration can cause the vagus nerve to falter, but research in the journal Scientific Reports finds that drinking plenty of water combats the problem. To maximize the benefit, opt for ice-cold water. Chinese researchers found that vagus nerve activity increased by 39% when people drank about 8 ounces of ice water. The study, published in the journal Clinical Autonomic Research, revealed that cold water acts on nerve endings in the esophagus, causing them to send signals that stimulate the vagus nerve. 2, get a cold body blast. Yikes. Immersing yourself in cold water, like the cold plunges many people practice, stimulates cold receptors in the skin that activate the vagus nerve. And a study in the journal Aerospace Medicine and Human Performance found that taking cold water baths improves vagus nerve activity by a whopping 280% in 20 minutes. But since no one wants to sit in a chilly bathtub for that long, and some experts say it can even be dangerous, there's a much easier solution: ending your shower with a 30-second blast of chilly water. Researchers from the Virginia Commonwealth University School of Medicine say doing so stimulates cold receptors in the body and will provide a similar boost. And last, chill your forehead. If full-body immersion in cold water doesn't sound appealing, no worries. Triggering a response known as the diving reflex also improves vagus nerve function, and it doesn't require diving into an ice-cold pool or taking cold showers. Instead, fill a zip-top plastic bag with ice water and drape it over the upper half of your face for 3 minutes. In a study conducted at the University of Buffalo, vagus nerve activity increased by up to 163% in people who cooled their faces. How about that? So when they tell you just chill, I guess, you know, there's real science there. From First for Women, question: what are some natural remedies for restless leg syndrome? It's estimated that 1 in 10 people have restless leg syndrome, or RLS, a nerve and muscle disorder that manifests as an irresistible urge to move your legs. Since most people experience RLS at night, it can lead to insomnia and exhaustion. But there is help. It's been shown that 30 to 60 minutes of exercise daily can significantly quell the symptoms. Avoiding RLS triggers like smoking, alcohol, and caffeine is beneficial as well. I also suggest taking a combo of 320 milligrams of magnesium and 40 milligrams of vitamin B6 supplements daily, which helps regulate the muscles and nerves. From Woman's Day, hit the books. In honor of Read a Book Day, September 6th, we asked Michelle Lindo Rice to share a few reads she's loving right now. Michelle Lindo Rice is an author herself. Pick them up along with her new novel, The Bookshop Sisterhood. So her last name, Lindo-Rice. The Bookshop Sisterhood. It's an inspiring story about four best friends whose lives are unexpectedly turned upside down as they work to open a bookstore together. And she offers three of her faves. Pardon My Frenchie by Farah Roshan, R-O-C-H-O-N. The upbeat owner of a fancy doggy daycare and the grumpy new caretaker of a precocious poodle named Puddin' tackle family problems against the vibrant backdrop of the Big Easy. This slow burner that includes charismatic side characters, LOL banter, and two adorable pups is a fun, flirty tale. Next, The Finders Keepers Library by Annie Raines, R-A-I-N-S. A single dad struggling with his teenage daughter reunites with his first love, a botanist with an autoimmune disorder, as they seek to repair her grandmother's backyard library destroyed by a summer storm. Book and plant lovers will enjoy this heartwarming story about second chances at love. And 15 Summers Later by Rayanne Thayne, T-H-A-Y-N-E. Two sisters who share a tragedy are torn apart when one publishes a best-selling memoir. This small-town story of resilience, reconciliation, with a beautiful romance arc, and animal rescue is an endearing, feel-good read. From First for Women, Tasty Ways to Fight Hot Flashes. Cool off with these delicious superfoods. Sage improves brain function. Enjoying a cup of sage tea daily, hot or iced, can reduce moderate hot flashes by 79%. And eliminate up to 100% of severe flushing, according to researchers in the journal Advances in Therapy. Additional research shows that compounds in sage enhance signaling between the brain and body systems, including sleep, mood, temperature regulation, and thinking abilities, effectively quashing menopause symptoms. Next, Edible flowers, improving nutrition. They're not just pretty salad toppers. Edible flowers have notable nutrition benefits, say scientists in foods. Their testing of nutritional contents of blooms, including horned pansies and China pink flowers, revealed that their calcium, B vitamins, and vitamin C can shore up deficiency. Plus, antioxidants in the flowers may ease inflammation and ward off chronic disease as part of a healthy diet. Dark leafy greens reduce oxidative stress. Not only are fruits and vegetables good for your heart and brain, they're also a delicious way to fend off flushing, especially dark leafy greens like spinach and kale. Why? They're high in powerful antioxidants like vitamin C, which researchers in the Journal of Midlife say tamp down oxidative stress, cell damage that can trigger menopause symptoms like hot flashes. Seafood quells inflammation. The grilled fish you enjoyed last night for dinner may be keeping hot flashes at bay, suggests a study in the journal Nutrients. That's because omega-3 fatty acids in seafood lower the internal inflammation that can bring on flushing, says dietitian Amy Shapiro, RD. She suggests aiming for 3 to 4 ounces of seafood, that's about the size of a deck of cards, 2 to 3 times a week. Nuts and seeds tame hormone flux. Foods rich in vitamin E, like nuts and seeds, reduce hot flashes by helping to regulate hormone levels, say researchers in Healthcare for Women International, and a sister study found that a daily dose of E can bring a 36% reduction in hot flash frequency and severity. Peppermint triggers instant cooling, and they're showing those little red and white striped starlight mints. Popping a breath mint can quickly douse hot flashes, say scientists at the University of Southern California. They credit mint's menthol, which activates a cold sensor in the skin that signals the nervous system to lower body temperature, alleviating hot flashes from the inside out. And last, edamame boosts estrogen levels. Dropping estrogen disrupts the body's temperature regulator, the hypothalamus, to trigger hot flashes. But enjoy non-GMO soy foods like edamame, tofu, or soy milk can help. Their phytoestrogens, plant compounds similar to estrogen, helped close the hormone deficit. A study in Menopause magazine found that eating a half cup of cooked soybeans daily reduces hot flashes by 79%. I'm going to save that article for a friend of mine. First for Women brings us this simple use solutions. How do you nix necklace knots? Their solution, rub the knot with canola oil, then use a safety pin to untangle it. The oil lubricates the knots so you can then pull them apart. And then they also suggest that once they're detangled, you can store them so they won't knot by sliding the chain through a straw and then enclosing it so it can't re-knot. And a key to clearing your mind fast. Juggling to-do lists all the time can lead to an uptick in the stress hormone cortisol, doubling the risk of brain fog. But a study shows listening to rippling water, even from a video on your phone, can tame tension in just 1 minute, plus help you stay more focused during busy times. That's because the sounds activate the autonomic nervous system to dial down cortisol release. For on-demand water sounds, when you need them, try downloading a free app like Water Relaxing Sounds for your iPhone or Ocean Waves for Android. How's about that? And from Woman's Day, September is Mushroom Month. So they offer this recipe, smoky portobello tacos. Active time is 15 minutes. Total time is 20. And this serves 4. Here's what we need. Half a small red onion, thinly sliced, a pinch of sugar, 2.5 tablespoons fresh lime juice divided, kosher salt, 1 jalapeno, 1 avocado halved and scooped, 1/4 cup cilantro leaves finely chopped, 1/2 cup barbecue sauce, 1 teaspoon of chopped canned chipotle, plus 1/2 tablespoon adobo sauce, 4 portobello mushroom caps, gills removed, 3 radishes thinly sliced, 8 corn tortillas warmed, and 1/4 cup cotija cheese, or cotija, I don't know how you say that. In a small bowl, combine onion, sugar, 1 tablespoon lime juice, and 1 pinch of salt. Slice 1/2 of the jalapeno into thin rounds and add to the bowl. Finely chop remaining jalapeno and then transfer to a medium bowl. Add avocado, cilantro, remaining 1.5 tablespoon lime juice, and 1/2 teaspoon salt, and mash until creamy. Heat broiler to high. In another small bowl, stir together barbecue sauce, chipotle, and adobo sauce. On a rimmed baking sheet, place the portobello's cap side down. Broil for 5 minutes. Flip, brush caps with the adobo glaze, and broil until browned in spots 2 to 3 minutes. Brush with more glaze if desired, and slice. Serve mushrooms in tortillas with mashed avocado, radishes, pickled onion, and jalapeno, and cotija cheese. Cotija, maybe. From Woman's Day, tomato salad with bacon vinaigrette. Active time and total time are both only 15 minutes, and this serves 8. We need 4 slices thick-cut bacon, chopped, 1 small onion, chopped, 3 tablespoons sherry vinegar, 2 teaspoons Dijon mustard, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 3/4 pound mixed color heirloom tomatoes cut into wedges, 1 cup mixed color cherry tomatoes cut in half, 1 ounce blue cheese crumbled, and chopped chives for topping. In a medium skillet, cook bacon on medium, stirring occasionally until crisp, 8 to 10 minutes. Using slotted spoon, transfer to paper towel-lined plate. Pour off all but 2 tablespoons grease from the skillet, add onion, and cook on medium, stirring occasionally until tender, 4 to 6 minutes. Add vinegar and Dijon and cook, scraping up any browned bits until incorporated, 1 minute. Remove skillet from heat and whisk in olive oil. Arrange tomatoes on a platter and drizzle with vinaigrette. Top with bacon, blue cheese, and chives. Makes a very pretty salad. How about dessert? Grasshopper pie? Active time, 45 minutes. Total time, 2 hours and 45. And this serves 10. It's named for that classic cocktail, the grasshopper. It's refreshingly minty and indulgently chocolatey. Here's what we need. 23 Oreos, finely ground. So I guess you get to eat the rest of the bag yourself. 1/4 cup butter, melted. 1 1/2 cups heavy cream. 2 tablespoons confectioner's sugar, that's powdered sugar. 1 1/2 cups marshmallow fluff. 1/4 cup cream de menthe. 1/4 ounce envelope of unflavored gelatin powder, whipped cream, and crushed Oreos, optional for topping. Coat a 9-inch pie plate with cooking spray. Then in a bowl, mix the ground cookies and butter. Press into the pie plate, that's going to be your crust. Freeze 10 minutes. On medium-high speed, beat the heavy cream and confectioner's sugar until medium peaks form. In a separate bowl, on medium, beat the fluff and the creme de menthe until smooth. In a 1-quart microwave-safe bowl, stir 2 tablespoons water into the gelatin. Let stand until the water is absorbed 5 minutes. Microwave until melted 10 seconds. Add the gelatin to the fluff mixture. Beat until well combined 3 minutes. Fold in the whipped cream. Spread into the crust. Cover, chill until firm, 2 hours. If desired, top with whipped cream and more crushed Oreos. That sounds delightful. How about another one? Toasted almond cake. Active time, 45 minutes. Total time, 5 hours. This one serves 12. Here's what we need. Oh, it says rows of vanilla wafer cookies layered with a nutty white chocolate filling, stack up to one irresistible delight. We need 4 ounces white chocolate, chopped, 1 cup of sour cream, 2 cups of heavy cream, 1/4 cup of sugar, 3/4 teaspoon almond extract, 1 11-ounce package of vanilla wafers, about 80 cookies, 1/4 cup sliced natural almonds, toasted. In a microwave-safe bowl, microwave the white chocolate in 15-second intervals, stirring until melted. Then stir in the sour cream. On medium-high speed, whip cream, sugar, and almond extract until stiff. Fold into the white chocolate mixture. Place 20 cookies in the bottom of an 8 by 3-inch springform pan. Spread with a quarter of the white chocolate mixture, about 1.5 cups. Then repeat the layering 3 times, cookies and then the white chocolate mixture. Cover, chill at least 4 hours, then run a knife along the cake edge, remove side of the pan, top with toasted almonds. Yum. From Woman's Day, watermelon agua fresca. This is a beverage cocktail. Active and total time are both 15 minutes, and it serves 6 to 8. We need 1 pound of watermelon, rind and seeds discarded. 2 to 4 tablespoons sugar. 2 to 4 tablespoons fresh lime juice, plus lime wedges for serving. And sliced jalapenos for serving. In a blender, puree the watermelon with 1 cup water, 2 tablespoons each sugar and lime juice until completely smooth. Pour the mixture through a strainer set over a large measuring cup or bowl. Use a spoon to mix and help strain, pressing gently on the pulpy solids to release as much juice as possible into the bowl. Transfer mixture to pitcher and add 2 cups water, skimming and discarding any foam that rises to the top. Add more water if agua fresca seems thick and adjust with additional sugar and lime juice as desired. Serve over ice in glasses, add jalapeno slices, and garnish with lime wedges if desired. And a test kitchen tip, pour strained undiluted juice mixture into ice cube trays and freeze at least 2 hours and up to overnight. Use these frozen cubes to chill future batches of agua fresca. From Good Housekeeping, some expert advice to pack lunch like a pro. Make sure you can look forward to your meal with tips for keeping it cool or hot on the go. Think of your lunchbox as a cooler. The colder your food is when you pack it, the longer it'll stay that way. When packing cold foods, use a slim, reusable ice pack for added food safety, and consider an insulated container that will help keep foods chilled even longer. There we go. And insulated containers are great for hot meals too. Before adding just heated food, rinse the container with very hot water, not boiling, which could damage the container. Bring the container's temperature closer to that of the food, and that'll help the food retain its heat. How's about that? And from First for Women, easily lift a price tag. Nothing annoys me more than when I get a new mug and the price tag won't come off. A friend in my book club suggested I dab a paper towel in vegetable oil and rub it on the tag. The oil loosens the adhesive bonds on the sticker. Worked like a champ. And we're running out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I hope to see you again next week.